Good morning again. I always tell everybody I have pulpit duty. So there's deacon duty, door duty, and pulpit duty. And I've told you guys this many times, but I really enjoy fellowship here. I feel like I can just be myself. We're like best friends. And I don't need to get nervous or get anxious about being up here and sharing God's word with you guys. So thank you so much for your friendship and for your relationship with me. I appreciate you.
Your family.
Thank you, Keith. You're my brother.
Like it or not.
Like me or not. Like you or not. But yesterday I was praying about, what am I going to share? You know, and I thought, all day throughout the day, I was just thinking about this word hope, like before I was asked to do the service this morning. And I took care of some homework that I had to do. And I was like, I got to sit down and I got to pray about today's message. And reminding you that all day I was thinking about this word hope, 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 hope. I have hope. I hope in God. And I was like, I got to sit down and pray. You know, what am I going to share today? I need to hear from the throne of God. I need to have my house shaking and the hill here in Alpine to be crumbling. And I need to hear the voice of the Lord. And so, yeah, as soon as I sit down on the sofa before I nod out in here snoring, God is like, hope. And I'm like, okay, oh, well, that's easy. I mean, I was expecting thunder and lightning, but hey, let's go with the easy. Let's make it simple. So something that's in my heart and something I can relate with and something I can share with you all. It's an easy message to take in, but it's a powerful message. And I was wondering about certain words. So hope is actually one of these words that can be used as both a noun or a verb. Do you know what these kinds of words are called? It's not homony. It's kind of like homony, but it's a homonym, right? For many years I've been calling it homony, but it's not homony. Homony is something else. So, yeah, it's one of these words that can be a noun or a verb. And depending on its context, as a noun, it represents a feeling or desire for certain positive outcome. Example, there is always hope in challenging times. As a verb, I got to get rid of my keyboard. As a verb, wait a minute here. So as a verb, it signifies the act of wanting or expecting a certain outcome. An example is, I hope you have a great day. And I hope you're not thinking, I wish he hurries up so I can get out of here. Or I hope it's going to be short today because Byron's up there. Don't worry, we'll be getting out of here early today. Did somebody say hallelujah?
He said,
I hope. Oh, I thought you said hallelujah. I was going to say 1,000 hallelujahs and 1,000 more. So hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for something to happen. It is often seen as an optimistic state of mind that helps individuals cope with difficult situations and look forward to a better future. I'm sure Pastor Tony and Pastor Steve are hoping they will get better. And because we as believers in Christ put our hope in Christ, we know and understand that they will get better. Many of you might remember the guy with no arms and legs, Nick. Thanks. It's difficult to say his last name. Nick was born without arms and legs due to a rare disorder called tetina amelia syndrome. Despite his physical challenges, Nick has become a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, and advocate for people with disabilities. He has delivered inspiring speeches in over 70 countries, encouraging millions to find hope and purpose in their lives. Nick's stories, I don't know why I cannot make this guy roll around. So, anyways, Nick's story of faith, his determination and faith has shown that no matter the obstacles, anyone can achieve their dreams with a positive outlook on life. I know what to do. I can use my arrows, I think. Oh, there you go. So he has shown that no matter the obstacles, anyone can achieve their dreams with a positive outlook on life and unwavering hope. And I'm sure we all know where Nick's hope lied in. So this story can serve as a reminder to stay strong and keep going, even when things are tough. Hope can provide strength and motivation to persevere through challenges and hardships. It is the belief that things can improve and that positive outcomes are possible. So as believers, where do we get hope from?
Jesus Christ.
Right, from Jesus, from God. It's simple. And I think sometimes we, in the midst of a challenge or a situation, could be extreme, could be minor, we tend to lose hope or lose sight of hope. Hope is always there. God is always there. Jesus is always there. But we get our eyes fixed on the situation or the problem, and then we lose sight of hope. And Psalm 62, verses 5 through 6, Keith, I hope you have this memorized. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Amen. So throughout the morning, if you haven't had these verses highlighted already, these are those kind of verses that you want to hold on to in your life, verses that you want to memorize and have hidden in your heart for those times. Because it's always important when we're standing upon God's word. Our hope comes from God, as I mentioned already. And these verses in Psalm 62 reminds us that putting our hope in God can bring peace and assurance, even in the times of uncertainty or challenge. So we can always remember that we are to put our hope in God, and our hope in Jesus. And in those times of trouble, those times of uncertainty, we know that there's a way forward. Thinking about Nick and his situation, I mean, it could be quite difficult if you look at it without arms and legs. And it gives us a perspective on our life. I mean, I have arms and legs. So Jeremiah 29:11, another lifetime memory verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Keith, noun or verb? How is the word hope being used in this sentence?
Noun.
Good job. Let's give him a... I won't ask anymore. I'm sorry. I got really into this yesterday. Is it a verb or is it a noun? I've been struggling with my grammar since first grade. And I mean, God is a God of miracles, because while in Hong Kong, I took that program to be an English teacher, TEFL. And I got the grammar guru certificate on top of the TEFL diploma, along with business English endorsements. I was like, wow, really? How much did that cost? $999.99. So, Romans 15:13. May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. It's good to know that as believers, we are abounding in hope. We are filled with hope. I mean, we have the message of, not only the message of hope, but the reality of hope living inside of us. God's Word, God's Holy Spirit, God's message that He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Psalms 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. So, when you're struggling or when you're in turmoil, whether it's a life struggle, physical struggle, spiritual struggle, road rage, you can think about God's hope. It should clear all that up, at least clear the anxiety of it up. Maybe the situation is still there, maybe the problem still exists, but you should be able to walk through this with God's hope, God's peace, knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that there's a way forward. At this stage of my life, I enjoy my walk with Christ. I am enjoying my relationship with Jesus. When problems arise, I know that there's a way forward. The challenge to me now is when I'm faced with a challenge, I'm like, how is God going to work through this situation? I like sitting down and kind of planning with Him. I get out my paper and I'm like, okay, Lord, how are we going to maneuver through this situation? What steps do I need to take to get through this? And I pray for His peace and for His presence, because maybe I'm anxious or worried or concerned about a situation. Like moving back here to the States. I mean, I spent the past 3 months looking for work. I thought it was going to be easy, because when I went on like LinkedIn and Indeed, there's all these jobs that they're offering. I'm like, wow, look at this. It's like a grocery store of employment. Just go in there and pick one out. No, it's not like that. It's kind of like a facade. You know, you got to apply for these things, and They get back to you a couple weeks later. Then you got to fill out another application, make a date for a pre-meeting. It's not an employment meeting. It's just like to see if they like you. And then you got to do onboarding. That's 2-3 weeks, sometimes a month. I was like, oh my goodness, what did I do to myself? I was like, Emily, I apologize to her. I'm like, this is getting a bit hectic over here. But praise the Lord. I mean, I finally landed a full-time job, 6 hours a day at a high school in Santee. And I work in the special needs department there, and I aid the students that have special needs. And I believe it's a place where God is leading me to minister to the students, aid them, support them practically. It's a place where parents can drop their children off that are in this needed area, and the parents can go off and go to work. The teachers are amazing over there, and my heart just goes out to them. I want to help and support them because I can see them pouring their heart into these students. It's kind of contagious. And then just working with them is it's just an amazing work that God is doing in my heart, and I just want to support them more and more. So I believe God has brought me to a beautiful place in work/ministry. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So the NIV reads this way. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And I think when we're established with our walk with Christ, when we have a firm foundation in Jesus, when we're in fellowship, when we're reading the Bible, studying the Bible, attending prayer meeting, helping with the door duty, because we need one more person in case anybody's interested. When we're connected to our family, we're strengthened. Our spirit is strengthened. Our soul is strengthened. Our life is strengthened as a believer. And we will soar on the wings like the eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and we will not faint. We'll be strong and established as believers in Christ. And when those opportunities come to share His love, to share His message, to share His hope, we're going to be ready. We're going to share the love of Christ like never before. It's going to impact somebody for eternity. Hebrews 11:1. Obviously, I didn't turn my phone off because it's over here ringing like crazy. Hebrews 11:1. It's Emily. I said something wrong. I knew it. Hope is an adjective. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's the interesting thing about hope. I mean, we can't see, like, God doesn't send us a picture and say, this is what's going to happen. I mean, sometimes, yeah, we get visions or images or foreknowledge. But most of the time, it's just our simple trust in Him and knowing that somehow, some way, I'm going to get through this sticky situation. Or somehow, some way, God is going to be using me this week to share His love with people around me. Or when I go out today, I'm going to bump into somebody I haven't seen for many years, and I'm going to share the love of Christ with them. Romans 8:24 through 25. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We wait for it with patience. Most of us, all of us, have a hope in a future with Christ, in a place that He has gone to prepare for us, a place that is called home. And we can't see it. We hear it when we read the Bible. We understand it when we study the Bible. But we literally can't see it at this moment. And we just put our hope in it. I hope Byron will hurry up and finish so I can go home and get some burritos. I'm still addicted to burritos. But Emily's been away, so I've just been, if you didn't notice, I am slimming down since she's been gone. There's nobody to cook for me. Actually, I've been barbecuing every day because I don't want to get the pans dirty. Slap it on the grill, stick a fork in it, and munch it on the way in. All done, no plates, nothing. Use a plastic fork, throw it in the trash can. I still clean before she gets home, though, like I made something dirty. I gotta clean. Run the vacuum.
Good job.
Thank you. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's good news that we have a living hope. Hope, Jesus' hope will never die. God's hope will never die. Hope in God will never die. Our hoping in God will never die. The message of God's hope that's in our hearts will always live and should always be active and always be prepared that we can share His hope. Honestly, this is a message of God's hope. As I was fluttering around the living room yesterday wondering what I'm going to share, God had been preparing me when I woke up in the morning. Hope, 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 hope. As the wildfires rage across Los Angeles, the situation is being described by some as apocalyptic. Many lives have already been lost, and tens of thousands have been forced to flee their homes. Local pastors are stepping up to bring hope amid heartbreak. Isn't that a beautiful thing? In the midst of those ugly fires, there's hope there. I mean, imagine looking at your home being burnt down and think, I mean, you would probably think, where's the hope in this? Hope is being burned up right now. My home, the place where I live, the possessions that I may hold dear to myself, pets. I mean, who knows? Then the dealing with the insurance company. Where I live in Alpine, the Bowles' home, their house was burnt up. Literally, they lost their entire home. They were probably thinking, where's the hope? But they were able to rebuild a home to the point where they can have somebody living downstairs like me. I mean, isn't that amazing? That though in the midst of that situation, hope was working and providing more abundantly what they could ever ask or think of. Many fires are tearing through Los Angeles with fierce winds reaching up to 100 miles per hour, fueling the flames and sparking new hotspots. Firefighters are working tirelessly to put out the fires. So far, over 25,000 acres have been scorched. More than 2,000 structures have been destroyed. low water pressure and dozens of dry hydrants complicate firefighting efforts. Hollywood filmmaker Kara Chaffin described the surreal scene, and this is what she said. When the sun was coming up, I came up here on my deck to see what was going on, and my first thought was, oh my gosh, this is apocalypse. It looks like a war zone or something. Kara, like many others, awaited evacuation orders as flames approached her community. Aaron Sampson and his 83-year-old father-in-law were among the evacuees. We have just been evacuated from this Good Samaritan's car. This is crazy. There's a fire right outside of our car. Samson said, capturing the chaos on his mobile phone. Meanwhile, during all this turmoil, Pastor Chad Veach is focused on grieving with his community while offering spiritual guidance. And this is what Pastor Chad said. It's knowing that God is still in control. I don't want to just bypass that moment and throw a scripture on it. We are ambassadors of hope. You and I are ambassadors of hope. Navigating this sensitively and appropriately as possible for those who are fearful and have lost their lives and homes. You and I are ambassadors of hope. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asketh you a reason for the hope that lies within you, with meekness and fear." This is how the Amplified Version reads, 1 Peter 3:15. "But in your hearts set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging Him, giving Him first place in your lives as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope and confidence assurance elicited by faith that is within you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." I think when we're approached about our faith in Christ, we need to use our minds. Our heart, yes, but our minds and our intellect to share about God's love. We should know and understand what we are talking about. And we should do it from a point where it comes out of our experience with God. So that's why it's important that we are communing and having relationship with Christ on a daily basis and also with each other. Our last verse of hope, Lamentations 3:21-23. Many of us probably know this. Sometimes we also sing it. "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So, after I was finishing up my message, I did what every 51-year-old man does. I copy and paste it into an AI application, so I can see what kind of visual it'll come up with. So I think Pastor Dan's going to share them. Is it up there? Okay, cool. I'm going to come down and look so I can explain what I did. This is a word cloud. So I plopped the whole message into a word cloud. And I thought it was cool that it came up with, like, hope in the middle and God-like hope. I really enjoyed that part. So this is the entire message I typed up on the Word document, plopped it in the Word cloud. So in case you forget, I think you won't forget, but you'll know that today's message was about God's hope.
Hope.
H-O-P-E.
Yes.
The next one. This is a, what is it called? Acronym. Yeah, an acronym that I made. So HOPE, H-O-P-E, Heaven Offering People Eternity. That's what that's what I thought about HOPE as I finished fixing all the grammar mistakes in my paper. And the last one, this is, I just plopped it into the AI thingy. Let me use some technical words. Copy this and put all the words in the AI thingy. And I asked it to make a photo from a visual aid. And it made this visual aid. A message of hope. And that's today's message. Perfect. 10:33. So yeah, let's I'm thinking, and I thought about this before today. I'm not making this up. But because we have a whole bunch of time. I just thought about, have you ever been to those, like a Bible study or something? You know something happened, something went wrong, and the leader gets up and says, the Lord is leading us to have a prayer meeting tonight. So, and you're like, oh, something happened. Prayer is good. So if we can, let's pray for Pastor Steve, and let's pray for Pastor Tony. And if anybody here is sick, or maybe somebody in your family, just get with the person sitting next to you, and let's spend just a few moments in praying for them, and or for your loved ones, or your friends, or your family. Yeah. So, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you have filled us with your hope. You filled us with your Holy Spirit. So, Father, help us to use this message of hope to further your gospel and to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.